That's
Tony
the church saying. That's the church saying, amen.
Yeah, amen. Absolutely.
Because I've already paid my membership fee. I've paid that long time ago. Hey, I can pay one.
Point of order.
Thank
yes,
you.
And hello? Yes, what's your point?
Well, I don't want to sound like a party pooper, but, you know, Judon said that he needed to be off the call at 9 o'clock, and I don't think we're using Judon's time very well right now.
I think
you're quite right, but I think what we need to do is take a list of every board member who is willing to chuck in some money, and I'll keep a list and send it to Judon.
Let me ask, Madam Chair, please, for the stack.
Yes. Go ahead.
Shall we ask right now? Well, I think we ought to have. I mean, I could ask right now who's not willing to do it, but I think it
you
might.
You don't need
be
to
better.
Ask that question, Teresa. That's an embarrassment.
Right.
That's an embarrassment.
That's why I said. Let me finish my thought. So I'm asking that everyone send an email to Robin Lewis and state what they're willing to do. And Robin Lewis's email is robin@kpft.org.
Can I make
a
suggestion?
Sounds good to me.
Everyone would please make the commitment to make your commitment to contact her right away.
Teresa, could you also add to that that they copy the LSB so other members? Because a lot of times when people see you doing something or me doing something, you told me that, and we raised money before.
And let me say this, Mike Lewis has gone on Facebook, and he collected $500, I don't know whether it was last month or the month before. He did a kind of a GoFundMe thing on Facebook, and I think Mike's birthday, Mike, is your birthday this week?
January. I did the pledge last week, and I made $85 on Facebook today, and then I threw in $50 for a donation at KPFT myself.
Is this just a general felicitation, or is it in honor of your birthday or something?
No, my birthday was in January. I'm just doing it in honor of KPFP's 50 years.
Well, maybe it's Tom Harper. Tom Harper's, I think it maybe is Tom Harper's birthday. So if you can't do it yourself, go on Facebook. Robin asked everybody to do this because, as you can see, Mike has raised a significant amount of money, and it's continuing to raise money. And anybody can do this on Facebook. Say, hey, it's my birthday, or hey, I love the station, and I'm giving money, and I have a goal of $500, and lots of your friends will give. And a lot of people, maybe people you don't even know.
This is Sandy. I will tell you that I got $850 for the station on Facebook just by asking people to donate.
Really?
So this is the methodology that does work, okay?
So, let me just Sandy, will Robin, you make yourself available if people have questions about how to do that?
Pretty simple, but yes, sure, no problem.
Okay, all right.
Let me just mention,
wonderful.
Robin has written and posted two solicitation letters, very well crafted and written, also identifying the mold remediation issue that can be used as a model or sent out as is. That's already been done twice by her, and it is very well written. So that's available on the KPFT website.
So Madam Chair, just to be clear, just by this conversation in the last 5 minutes, we've made a commitment of over $325, and Teresa, I'm going to challenge you. I'm going to reach out to some other board members personally, and I ask you to do the same. Because ultimately, the goal here is $2,400 for this fund drive, which represent only $100 for each member. And as Teresa said, some who are challenged during this time or before this time, that we can help them reach out in their cell phone and ask folks of their friends to donate $25 or whatever it is to get to that $100.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And let's not forget, it just occurred to me that even though my husband isn't around anymore, he had lots of guests on his show, and I could go hit them up, too. I think that's the right thing to do.
That's a good idea.
Absolutely.
Say that again.
Well, I'm going to admit, Dale. Say that again.
Me to say it again. My husband had a show on KPFT for years, and I think that I can hit some of them up for substantial contributions. You know, people he had on the show, friends of his, you know, like that. And I never thought of doing that before, but it's a great idea.
Yeah.
And I'll do that. I will do that.
But she got a long list, Teresa. Volunteer to help her.
Good.
Well, I will send out an email, and I ask that people report to Robin how much you've raised. The one disadvantage to having people giving money through Facebook is it doesn't necessarily give you a KPFT membership.
Right.
But what was suggested on the development committee meeting last night was that you send out your letter and you say, you know, you can give through Facebook today, or you can go to kpft.org and give the link and say, you know, you can for $25 or more, or you can say, or a basic membership of $40, you can give to KPFT. Some people will give less. Some people will go through Facebook. Some people might be interested in a membership and go to the Facebook page if you put the web page the link to the web page, the website on your Facebook page. So let Robin know how successful you are.
Absolutely.
And the board. That's B.
And who was it that said somebody
Bill
for the stack? Bill?
I will
Nancy
have,
said
Bill,
point
yeah.
of order.
I'm
this
sorry, what?
From Crozier.
This is Judon. I have Robin send to all of the members of the LSB. One is a model solicitation letter, and two, instructions, guidelines, donate to KPFT.
Good. That would be wonderful.
That would be good.
Okay. Bill, were you had more to say?
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, we know.
No, I have a point of order that trumps Crozier. Yes, I have a point of order that trumps whatever Crozier is going to come out of his mouth.
Who should speak? Deb?
Excuse me, that is exceptionally rude.
Why don't Crozier make the $100?
A point of order trumps just something on the stack.
Can I continue?
Bill, go ahead.
Okay, well, I'll be quick. It'd be great if we can all do this, but just a reminder, if everybody here raised $100, that's $2,400. That covers about one day's worth of operating expenses. We need a whole lot more than this. And I don't want to discourage people from doing it, but we need to change, you know, get our programming fixed so that people want to listen. We're losing listeners. We're losing donations by major amounts. We need not just $2,400 a day. We need three or four times that every day of the fund drive, at least. And
we
need to fix our programming so we can get that done. Or else,
Bill, will you make the commitment Will you make the commitment like four half?
Yeah, but I'm just saying that's not enough. It's not nearly enough.
We know that, Bill.
Okay.
That's common sense. We know that.
I'm done.
This
you go to the next one on the stack.
Okay.
That's fine.
Let's not make it ugly. Okay? It's a good idea. We're chipping in. We're going to contribute. We can all pat ourselves on the back. There's no need to attack anybody.
No, we're not
go
attacking.
For the stack. Lyndon for the stack. Lyndon for the stack.
Lyndon, go ahead.
Dwayne, may I?
Nancy was before Bill and before
may
Lyndon.
Who said? I didn't have anybody. I had Dwayne and Bill.
I would just like to say.
No, you should have had Nancy with a point of order.
Nancy is shouting all the time. I did not understand that it was a point of order. I understood that Nancy was upset. What is it, Nancy? What's your point?
Okay, Teresa said to ask people for a $25 or $40 membership. And the $40 membership is a lie, and it's still on our website and needs to be taken down. It's on one other station. Two of the five stations are telling $40 for a basic station membership and $25 for a basic Pacifica membership, and there's no such thing. This is started a long time ago. and it should be just $25 as the bylaw says.
This is Teresa. I'd like to respond to that at some time.
Go ahead, Teresa.
Well, no, when Nancy
finished. I'm on the stack.
Take the stack.
Woman, finish.
I asked her, gave this the permission to Teresa to.
It's confusion has had programmers say on.
It's confusing when people butt in when they are not called on and shout over everybody else.
One.
Teresa is on.
You said you did not hear a point of order. So I'm speaking loudly so you can hear me because you said in December you are hard of hearing.
Okay, come on, y'all. Oh, my God.
Clear because programmers are telling people on the air $40 for a basic membership, or some are saying $25. So there is a mistake on our website and on another station. There's two out of the five stations that are saying
So you are bringing this to the board who has no control over the website. Perhaps you could bring it to the people who do.
Teresa, thank you. Donate $40 for a membership. So I'm trying to give a point of order. It is not $40 for a basic membership. It is $25. It is written in the bylaw. It has never been changed. This is a
fine. Fine.
Madam Chair, may I respond?
I was not finished. I want to recommend that Teresa give that $35,000 of interest for loaning her $10,000, but she got $35,000 in interest of Pacifica money. That would be very nice. I think the whole board should applaud her if she would donate that.
Teresa ain't got no $35,000.
First of all, I didn't make $35,000.
Oh, come on. Look, let's stop this. This is ridiculous. This is not kindergarten. Teresa, respond if you will.
Okay, I
would
like to respond.
Lyndon was next.
I would like to respond to what was just an accusation about what I said. I did not.
Well, I'd like to respond too, but Lyndon's next.
Mr. Gartner, the chair asked me if I could. Mr. Gartner, the chair asked me. The chair invited me to respond.
The chair does not remember that Lyndon was next.
The chair invited me to respond. I would like to respond immediately after somebody says that I'm lying for giving misinformation.
I'm sure that Lyndon would not object to her defending herself.
Madam Chair, you need to call her out of order when she does that.
I have called her out of order. I don't know what else to do. Somebody could disconnect her.
Well, y'all objected when I defended myself against Bill.
Madam Chair, may I respond or not?
Yes, you may.
Lyndon is next.
Okay,
Can you wait until Lyndon speaks?
You're out of order. Okay, Madam Chair, this keeps coming up. Madam Chair, would you please call her out of order when she yells like that?
I've called her out of order. What can I do?
Okay, call her out
of order.
If
I had the button, I would cut her off the line, but I can't.
Okay, Madam Chair, if she does that again, I'm going to request that she be prohibited from attending meetings for a week.
Teresa, come on now. Let's go.
The point of the matter is, I've been accused of giving misinformation.
Teresa, Lyndon's turn. You're eating up his time.
If you will listen to the tape, you will note that I did not use. Oh my God. You'll note that I did not use the. Oh my God! You'll note that I did not use the term basic. There's nothing wrong with asking a person for $25 or $40 for a membership. There's nothing. I did not use the term basic, so I do not appreciate being accused of that. You may apologize now, or you may listen to the tape and then you may apologize. Thank you.
Okay, Teresa, don't step it up, please.
Really?
I don't even remember who was
Lyndon.
Next. Lyndon?
Lyndon!
Teresa, yes,
nobody.
Nancy,
I just said it.
Nancy, you could really do me a favor if you wouldn't scream, even trying to get me on the floor. The screaming is just really counterproductive. But I wanted to say, I didn't need to be prodded to step up. I did not need to be prodded to step up. If you were to look at the the spreadsheet to Robinson out, you'd see my name and my wife's name. We've already given over $100 this drive and gave on last drive. So, Dwayne, so I've already given. Are you not going to give?
So what I'm suggesting is that if you say that, that means your $100 deal. But my challenge, all organizations, especially board members, make challenges. And some of them even rich enough to make what they call a matching. I ain't that rich. But, yes, I am going to give because I'm encouraged by the fact that at least three members committed to do so. And now you four and then Sandy five and then others who've already raised funds, step up and say that you participated in this drive. Don't feel like somebody trying to push you to the wall. And for those of you who were like me several years ago, your dime is a nickel or a penny. You've got 1,000 people in your telephone. And if you can ask 100 of those people to give $5 or $10 or $20 or $25 membership, I just don't believe it's impossible that you can't raise $100.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there any further discussion on this?
Sandy,
and I would like to
step.
Have. Go ahead, Sandy.
Thank you, Deb. Folks, this is great. This is very positive. It may be the most positive thing I've heard in an LSB meeting. In any LSB
yes.
meeting. It's good.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Let me just comment. As we sit here right now, we have 14 people connected to our server listening online. We have around 350 listeners. To make money, we have to look at our schedule and figure out why people aren't listening and take a good look at what we're doing. Our programming is our product. Our programming is what people give money for. We all know each other. Those people that give money, they don't know us. The listeners to my program, the other programs, they probably don't know the host. We have to think in those terms, and we have to move pretty fast. I'll shut up with that because that's a whole other subject. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Sandy. I think this whole thing, even though it's been contentious, has been very positive. I think we need to go forward thinking every step of the way, what can I do to get contributions into that station soon. I don't believe in all the years that I've been involved with Pacifica that it's been this dire, this urgent. And with the times being what it is, what they are, people are scared to give. But we've got to get them to do that. And any ideas that people can use or pass on or share, you know, like hooray for you. Let's do it. Okay. Is there anything else that needs to be discussed on this part of the session? Yeah.
Can we give a request for information? Can we give Judon the last bit of time before he leaves?
Sure. He seemed to be pretty complete, but if he wants something else to say, surely.
Well, since we're in the hole and he hasn't responded yet, can I make a comment regarding the PNB and the IED's efforts to address some of KPFT's systemic problems?
Absolutely.
Well, I'd like to call for the orders of the day, please. Is that possible? Because didn't we get confused? I mean, were we supposed to be voting on something else or talking about something else?
No. No.
Did we move out of the committee of the whole?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what that was.
Sorry, Spill. I move that we move out of the committee of the whole and end this discussion.
Okay. Call for a vote?
And...
Maybe there's no
objection.
And
maybe there's no
objection.
We've been doing this for over 90 minutes.
Okay. Is there any objection then to moving out of a committee of a whole and going on with the agenda?
Yeah. Is
point of order.
Yes.
Point of order. What? Didn't you recognize Dwayne Larp to speak, and now he's being cut off?
No, I didn't think so. If I did, I'm certainly apologetic about it. I thought Dwayne had.
Bill interrupted Dwayne, and.
Dwayne, is there something else you wanted to say before we move back to the regular agenda?
Dwayne,
can you hear me? Well, unless I hear from him, and I will certainly give him time to say what he needs to say.
Asking if he's muted.
Maybe he doesn't realize he's muted, but I can't hear him. And if he's listening, he can hear that I can't hear him. So, let's move back to the regular agenda if there's no objection. Okay. We have,
Madam Chair, this is Richard.
Yes.
We never did get to the committee of the whole. We were still on the IGN's report.
No, we covered all that.
No, we didn't.
We did all of that, Richard. Where you been?
I knocked off the call. But we're not the committee of the whole didn't happen. It was just that was all the IGN report.
There was a lot of manners from a lot of people spoke, which doesn't happen in a IGM report. So let's go on and not hang ourselves up on that.
There were questions to, and I might want to point out that we did not finish the agenda, so we don't have any agenda.
Madam Chair,
what's your point,
Richard? If you're through with the meeting as a whole, we're gone.
No,
let's go.
There were several things that had to be taken up. A motion, vote on three, A, B, and C below. And, you know, there were other things on that agenda, and I don't see any reason why we can't do that. Your interpretation of what we were doing, notwithstanding.
Madam Chair, I have a point of information, Madam Chair.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, if we are finished with the meeting of the whole, I have a question. Would it be appropriate at this time to go out of the meeting of the whole and continue the meeting until our designated time that our meeting ends? Or the other option is, could I move right now that we have a continuation meeting from this one to finish all of the other things that are on the agenda for this meeting? We could have it Monday night. Or we could have it Saturday morning, or we could have it Friday.
Let's take
evening.
Hold it, Teresa. Let's take a vote on whether we want to do that, and then we can select a time.
So you can make each proposal. We could make a proposal number one that we come out of this meeting and we continue the agenda until what time? When is this meeting designated to end? What time?
10 o'clock.
I don't. In
10 o'clock. 10 o'clock. Okay. So the question is: do we want to come out of the meeting of the whole and continue this meeting until 10? We could take. You could ask each of us whether we wanted to do that, or then you could ask: do we want to hold a continuation meeting? Maybe we could say Sunday afternoon, or just a continuation meeting. Yeah, and then we could count which people voted for which is higher.
Orders of the day. We already have an
We don't
agenda.
Have orders of the day. We didn't do the agenda.
Okay.
So, Madam Chair, can you call the vote?
Yes, we'll call a vote.
We already have an agenda.
What do you mean I can't do this?
No.
What are you talking about?
We cannot suddenly stop the meeting and change it. We already have some things to do. We already agreed on the agenda.
You're doing the right thing, Deb.
She
Why
is talking about...
Everything.
She is talking about continuing with the printed agenda until 10 or 10:30 or what time?
Well, I tell you what, Madam Chair, let me.
Or having
let's go.
Oh,
I think
Could
that
I
Nancy Fleiss.
No, I can't finish the sentence. Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I think that Nancy is. I think that Nancy's correct. We could go to our regular meeting now, and if we're not successful in getting our work done, someone can propose an extension of our meeting before 10 o'clock. But we can go straight to our other meeting right now to the rest of the agenda.
All right. Is that acceptable to everybody? Yes.
That's what we're supposed to do.
I believe I have Dwayne. I have Dwayne on the call. Dwayne, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thanks.
Oh. Okay. Do we need a vote, or is there general agreement we should do that?
We already agreed on
no objection.
We can't agree on that until we know when it's going to be.
I know.
We already agreed on this.
No.
Did y'all see your money?
I think we need
Madam Chair, I think we're at minutes approval right now.
Okay. Let's try.
I move that we approve the minutes from last month.
We never approved the
month before.
We can't have a meeting.
We cannot have a meeting at all if you're all going to sit there and shout at will. Please.
Then pay attention.
Teresa's suggestion.
I think that was a point of order. I think that's a point of order.
Whose point of order?
I think it is a point of order that we do not have. This is Richard. We do not have an agenda, so we can't move forward. If you want to move forward without an agenda, that's your business. I don't have any minutes. So if y'all talking about minutes, I don't have any minutes. My computer's
not working. Madam Chair, I move that we approve the rest of the agenda minus the minutes approval right now. Can we approve the agenda less the minutes approval?
Okay.
Maybe there's no
objection. May I make a addition or an amendment to the agenda before we do
that? What's that?
I would like to move committee meetings to after agenda approval. Committee reports, I'm sorry.
Reports. Yeah.
They're already after, aren't they? Now, am I looking at something wrong?
That's a valid motion.
Somebody's got to straighten me up here, because it looks to me like we have the IGM report, which was done, PNB reports, committee reports, and consider motions. Which of those do you want to eliminate?
Point of information.
Go ahead.
Point of information. I believe the next item on the agenda is staff recognition, then the motion to set up elections for PNB committees, then the IGM report, which has already been given, then the PNB report, then the committee reports, and then motions. That's how the agenda is right now.
It's number five, number
new business.
Six.
Okay, that's fine. Are there any staff recognition? Do we have minutes to approve?
Or maybe
Do we have minutes to approve?
Can we put committee reports after staff recognition, please?
Point of order.
If arguing about the agenda, we're not going to get anything done.
Right.
Well, I just want to make that one little amendment if no one has any objections.
I object.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, really.
I just say that if we just go straight through the agenda right now, whatever we got there.
Point of order.
Can we vote?
What's your point? Dad.
My point is that item number five, a motion to set up elections for PNB committee representatives, or reps, was placed as number five because, like myself, the secretary, who apparently created this agenda, has a vested interest in having that matter brought up much higher in the agenda than it should be. It should either be a special order, unfinished business, or new business. It should come after committee reports, and I don't know what number
can consider motions is there is unfinished business, special orders, and new business. There is no such thing in rules of order for motion to set elections or consider motions. I would like to share the rule. This agenda, structured in the way it is appropriate, and numbers 5 and 10 should be under one of those three things that I just said, and should be much lower in the agenda, certainly after the committee report.
Point of information, is that a motion?
A point of order.
Okay. Madam Chair, can I call the question?
Yes.
Wait, I would like a ruling by the chair on my point of order.
I am completely befuddled by your point of order. I don't understand why you think the
can
order
I try
is
and
out
explain
of order. Yeah, sure.
I understand what Ted's saying. Maybe I can explain it better.
Any what?
I understand what Ted is saying. Maybe I can explain it to
you
better.
She gave you the floor, so just speak.
Oh, well, so we're supposed to, typically we have, typically the way order of the agenda is after the first regular stuff, we have old motions, and then we have new motions. And so this agenda has number 5 should be under new motions, and also everything in number 10 should actually be, I guess that would be either old motions or new motions. I'm not sure, instead of consider motions.
Okay,
and all of
I
those should be after committee report.
Let's start with the committee reports, and then number 10, and then number 5. Is that all right?
So you're asking me
well, I think
to list those as old business?
And then number 6.
You're asking me to list those as old business and new business? I can do that. We're not going to have time to do it tonight, but I can do that. Old business and new business.
Well, we
can
argue about it, or we can take up a couple of things and get them off the agenda.
Right. So I would like exactly what you said. If we can do committee reports, and then number 6, and then 5, and then
all
10.
All right, let's
number
do, 6 let's
was
do
taken
let's
off.
Let's do committee reports first.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Number 6 we took off at the beginning of the meeting.
Right.
Lyndon's motion. We don't need to do it.
Okay.
So that brings us to those two reports. Oh, our staff recognition, yeah.
Who what committees are reporting? I don't know. I don't know who's met.
Governance.
Who's doing what? Governance?
Governance.
Finance.
Governance and who
we've
else?
Had two meetings. Three
governance,
meetings.
Finance, and MSRC.
Finance and MSRC, okay. Let's take governance first. Who's reporting?
I have to find it.
Hey, Bob, it's yours?
Which it's mine, governance.
Okay.
I have to find it in my computer again.
Okay, let me go on to finance then, while you're looking.
Okay. Right.
Who's in charge of finance?
Adriana.
Okay, Adriana, go ahead.
As I said before, governance goes first.
He does not have the report ready. In order to save time, I am asking you to give your report. Please do it.
Can you see how difficult what I said is that we have our next meeting scheduled for August 18th.
For August
13th.
I can't hear you. August 18th is the next scheduled finance committee meeting.
Okay. And what was done at the last one? There's no report from the Finance Committee?
Nancy? Bill for the stack.
Yeah.
I'm the Secretary of Finance. Can I speak what happened?
Yes, you can.
Can I answer that question? Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
We had a meeting for about 1 hour and 10 minutes, and then we were all dropped except four people. And we really didn't get any motions passed or anything. We had technical difficulties, so that's what happened.
I see. So there's not a really report from the finance. Okay.
Okay, I'm ready. There is a report from finance from 2 months ago.
Governance.
I'm ready.
There's a motion that I referred
Bob,
to earlier
ready?
That was
ready?
Passed
okay.
in June
yes.
from finance.
That's not a report. That's a motion.
Okay.
And you already
Madam,
it's a motion
Madam Chair.
From
what?
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Madam Chair. We had a meeting for the finance. We had a national finance committee meeting, and we had a directive that was sent via our interim executive director to all directors of stations that were making less 10% less revenue than expenses. So we were asked. Our general manager and our local station board were asked to send to immediately get a revised budget for this year to the National Finance Committee. Since we did not do that, I would like to propose a motion. We met today. Finance Committee met today. We did not have a quorum. However, we do have a motion. So in this report,
that meeting
I would
was
like
faster. To...
That,
you,
that's not
you,
illegal. That's not,
I didn't...
Please, Adriana. Adriana, stop.
Well,
no,
then what I can
stop,
do,
no.
then what I can
that
do is
that
was not, excuse
no.
me, that was not a legitimate meeting because Madam Chair, there. Point of order.
No.
Yes.
Proper notice was
what's,
given.
What's
taking,
your point?
Taken into consideration that we have a dire.
The fact of the matter is that this member
not,
is not recognizing
not
you,
proper.
So I'm sure she can't recognize me. But you have given me the floor. And
yes.
My point of order is that she admits that a group of people met today. They certainly didn't meet under the auspices of the Finance Committee because she admits there was no forum. So therefore, there was no meeting. So she cannot bring a motion under a committee report that didn't happen under the committee. Now, notwithstanding the fact, she can bring a motion at appropriate time, but this is not the appropriate time to do so.
May I actually be on
the
back also?
And
what
it was an unauthorized meeting.
And Bill for the
what
stack.
What does the Finance Committee report? What was their report? What did the when did the committee meet and what they did they process? What did they decide?
Madam Chair,
point of order.
She asked the question, and you can take your turn and answer it. But she asked the question, and I'm giving her an answer. And the answer is that the secretary of the LSC Finance Committee just stated that at the last official meeting, there was no action taken. And now we have Teresa giving a report on, or at least trying to submit a motion that happened in a discussion that some Finance Committee members came together on, but admit that there was no quorum, so it wasn't under the auspices of the Finance Committee. So all I'm suggesting
But what did
is,
happen?
It is,
what did happen under the auspices of the Finance Committee?
Richardson is not the point.
If the committee did not meet,
no.
If the committee did not meet,
no.
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 Is that what you're saying?
No.
Right.
Yes, ma'am.
In a time like this, the committee did not meet.
At
a time like this, the Finance Committee did not bother meeting.
I agree with Dwayne, and I'd like to throw an explanation. I agree with Dwayne.
Can we please hear from the chair of the committee instead of, like, everyone else?
We did.
She is not able to speak. She has laryngitis.
Teresa,
but has he asked someone else to speak for her?
Because
I don't remember that happening. Orders of the day. I would like to call for orders of the day. We're doing the finance committee meeting. The finance chair should speak.
I'd like to rule on my point of order, Madam Chair. Can I get a rule?
I don't even remember what your point of order was. I probably didn't hear it because people were speaking over it. What is your point of order?
I'll attempt to be very succinct if the members can be quiet for about 30 seconds. The point of order is the member, Teresa Allen, is trying to bring forth a motion that was created in a discussion that was had earlier today, not a committee meeting, because they did not have quorum. So I'm not suggesting the member don't have a right to bring a motion, but not at this time, not doing a committee report.
I agree.
Bill, for the SAC, may I address this?
Go ahead.
No, ma'am.
No, we're talking about the survival of KPFK.
You ruled on it, Deb.
Can we please have a...
I ruled on
whatever motion Teresa wants to make.
I'm 2 seconds away from hanging up.
Those of you who decided to boycott the meeting today, there were eight of us who were there.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're talking about a financial emergency and whether our station is going to survive. And I don't understand why you want to keep putting off
and let him
have a meeting of this.
Madam Chair.
Point of order, Richard.
What's your point?
Please rule on Dwayne's
point of order
first.
Nancy, let me do my point of order, please. Nancy. Please be quiet.
Madam Chair.
My point of order.
There's nothing I can do.
Madam Chair, call Richard Gisele out of order.
I have called it to order.
My point of order is that Dwayne is correct. Anything that came out of something that wasn't an actual meeting can't be put in with these committee reports because it wasn't a committee report.
Exactly.
It needs to go somewhere else.
Exactly.
And that's what Dwayne said. That's what Dwayne said.
It can be a minority.
He said that you can do it, but you can't do it here, and I agree with that. And I think that's Robert to anybody.
Orders of the day.
Can we please move on to the next committee report?
Do anything about our finances.
Point of order. I'm hanging up. Okay.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, goodbye.
I don't blame her. There's a point of order already on the floor. You gonna holler point of order.
Were you adjourned?
So who's our vice chair? No, who's our vice chair?
Thanks, Bill.
Plus, that
what a lovely ending you put the bow on.
Who is our vice chair?
I don't understand why some of you don't want to leave
the vice chair.
Venetia Williams, will you please take over the meeting?
Yeah, Venetia's.
Venetia Williams? Venetia?
Venetia?
Do you want to chair?
Venetia! Teresa, her name is Venetia.
Venetia Williams, do you want to chair?
She hung up.
Okay,
it's 9:55.
It's all
you mind, Teresa? Excuse me, this is Teresa. Do you mind if I chair to finish this?
I move that we
move. We adjourn.
I move
we adjourn at 9:55.
We do not adjourn until 10.
We do not adjourn until 10.
We're
supposed to do it at 9:45.
Are there any objections to the motion on the floor?
Yes, I object.
Hold on. Should we not have...
Let the secretary take the roll on motion.
Okay.
To adjourn, exactly.
Motion to adjourn. I'm taking the roll on that. Adjourn. Okay. Teresa Allen.
No.
No. Adriana Casanova, you got a voice to say something?
Yes.
Adriana? Yes. Bill Crozier.
Yes.
No, we have important business.
I got you, Adriana. Lyndon Foley. Lyndon, you gone?
We canceled a meeting last month. We could have taken care of that important business, including the three.
Right. Dwayne, I agreed with you, man. I agreed with you.
Wait,
okay, Robert.
Point of
Bell.
Order, Richard. Go ahead, Richard.
He's taking the roll to Teresa. Please let him finish.
No, they're having a conversation in the middle of the roll call.
Robert Gardner. Having a conversation. Robert Gardner. I'm disgusted with all of you. Robert Gardner.
These people gone in.
Robert, you gone? Okay, Patrick Hoyt.
Patrick votes no.
Got you. No. Paul A. James.
No.
No. Dwayne Lark.
Yes.
Yes. Mike Lewis. Mike Lewis, are you still there?
Yes.
Yes. Marianne Martinez.
No.
No. No to adjourn? Yeah.
That's right.
Okay,
no.
Paula Miller.
No adjournment yet. We're still got business.
Okay.
We don't have a
chair, but we don't have Paula Miller.
We don't have a chair.
Paula Miller. I think Paula's gone.
The people
Susan
gone
Mourinho.
Anyway.
Susan Mourinho.
We may not even have a call.
Adjourn. Yes, adjourn.
Yes. Venetia.
Yes.
Patel Adams. Venetia Patel Adams.
I don't know. Abstain.
Abstain.
Or pass, I guess.
Sandra Rawline. I think Sandra's gone. Darrell Robinson. I think she must be gone too. Nancy?
Nancy, yes.
This is to adjourn. Yes. Wendy,
Nancy
you still
voted
around?
Yes. Nancy
got
voted
you.
Yes.
I said
okay.
It.
Oh, okay.
Let's do it a little quieter next to Nancy. Wendy Sherrill, are you still there? Gone. Deb Shapto?
Do we have a call?
He's gone.
I don't think so. But anyway, Richard Uzzell, yes, let's adjourn.
Richard, did you not hear me?
Rita, who is that?
Wendy.
Okay, do you want to adjourn or not?
I do, but I voted no. I want to hear what they want to say.
Did you vote no? Okay.
No.
I got you
well,
down, no.
One is
Rita Washington.
Yes.
Ted Weisman.
The people are gone, Cleveland. The people are gone.
Wait, now, y'all be quiet and let the people vote.
This is
Ted,
Lyndon. I got knocked off. This is Lyndon. I got knocked off. I'm back on.
I voted no.
No? Okay. Okay, Lyndon, did I get you?
No.
Okay, you. What are you? What's your vote, Lyndon? Okay, y'all be quiet now. What's your vote?
I vote no.
I know the game.
No. Okay, Sandy Weinman.
Abstain. What?
Venetia Williams.
Yes.
Yes. Egberto Willis. Egberto, are you still around? No. Let me count these.
Aren't you going to call him again?
Not unless I have to. Let me count. I can't count too well.
I want to vote no. I want to change. You didn't come back to me.
Oh, that's right. You passed. I'm sorry. You want to vote no? Okay. I apologize.
And I'm going to hang
on your phone. I have 9 no, 8 yes.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
I have
7,
6 no's.
9. 9 no. How many yes? 8? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, are we extending the time? Because it's 10 o'clock now.
Yes.
It's 10 o'clock.
I would like to move that we extend for 15
minutes.
I'm sorry.
This meeting is adjourned because the motion did not pass. This meeting is adjourned. Anything conversation y'all have after this is not official business. Good night.
The meeting to adjourn failed. It did pass.
9 no to 8 yes.
Yes, but
well, the motion was to adjourn, and that failed.
The motion to adjourn failed.
The motion passed.
Okay, it failed.
No, the motion
it
was
failed.
To adjourn, and it failed.
That's right.
It's after 10 o'clock, so it's time for us to go home.
Finny,
no, this horse is dead.
I move that we extend after the time is gone, Teresa.
I second Teresa's motion.
This is an intentional attempt to obstruct this meeting, to keep this group from conducting
Teresa,
business.
The time has run out, and the horse is dead. We got to go home.
And Teresa,
all I asked was that you people extend the meeting, you know, because you did not want to conduct the business on the agenda. Okay? You're on a board. You could have extended the meeting.
We don't have a chair.
Well, if you had not harassed the chair, she wouldn't have left the meeting.
Well, that's a whole other thing. We don't have a chair. We don't have any time. And we're all out of patience. So let's go home. Let's go home.
I'll take two-thirds to extend time.
Meeting adjourned.